The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jason Tebb, CEO, and Clive Beattie, CFO of On The Market, OTMP Sticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Nice to speak, Justin.
Yeah.
Morning, Justin.
Morning, Clive. Morning, Jason. And you released a trading update on Friday, quite bullish, quite positive, and we'll get into that. Before we do, as always, if someone's not familiar with On The Market, Jason, give them a brief reminder what it's all about, please.
Of course, yeah. Onthemarket.com is a property marketplace, which is sometimes referred to as a property portal. And that's where estate agents, letting agents, and house builders advertise their available properties across the country. And then we introduce them to the consumers who visit the site to search for those properties and engage directly with those advertisers.
Marvellous stuff. Like I said, you issued a trading update on Friday. Very strong second half, trading ahead of expectations. You both must be pleased with progress here.
Yes, we're very pleased indeed with progress. In October, we actually reported a strong performance, and we've seen that continuing in recent months. And that's what's led to this upgrade to expected profits. And really, it's a consequence of a combination of strong sales, but also continuing cost discipline across a range of areas, and alongside a continued investment in the business. And overall, the picture is very promising. You know, we've got a tech-enabled property platform in place now, a strong balance sheet, and that positions us to pursue long-term profitable growth.
Excellent stuff. Now, you've gone through, I don't know, I'm sure many people will have noticed this, maybe some haven't, but they haven't been there, but you've gone through a sort of brand refresh process in December, big upgrade to the website. So why did you do this? How has it been received by agents and consumers, Jason?
Yeah, we did. And we're really delighted with some very positive feedback we're getting from agents and the consumers. And don't forget that many of those changes to the site are based on suggestions from our customers and from our site visitors. And those features, functions that we've introduced are designed around this serious property seekers concept to give those serious property seekers an advantage in their search. And because we know that stock levels are historically low, we've specifically focused on providing valuation opportunities for our agents. And our online valuation tool, for example, is now generating tens of thousands of valuation leads a week. And we've supported and backed this up with the latest TV and radio campaigns as well. And ultimately, tools like this give consumers insights, really, to make more informed decisions about whether to sell and what they might achieve. And we encourage them, whilst they're going through that process on the site, to contact local estate agents to get a physical valuation. And that's really the key, because for agents, this is the most valuable type of lead, because it provides qualified, motivated sellers and potential landlords. And we're seeing these really strong numbers coming through from this. So yeah, in summary, we're very, very pleased.
Excellent. Before we get into the market there, because it's very interesting at the moment, but first of all, what's coming next for On The Market?
Lots. So we've already started work on the next website update, and we're trying to commit to do constant updates throughout the year. And that should be released sometime at the end of quarter one. And this will build on some of the features we've launched in December, again, focusing on serious people and on valuation opportunities. And I've always said that I wanted to bring consumers to the site for other reasons than just property search. So there's a number of innovations we're planning to release over the next few months to achieve that. And we've got some more commercial partnerships that will come online in the next few weeks, and a new prospecting tool that we've just launched, and that will develop over the next couple of months. Then that's really designed to help our agents source new valuation and instruction opportunities. So there's lots going on, and we've got an ambitious roadmap, as we've talked about before, for further development throughout the whole of the year.
Yeah.
And I think, Justin, just to add, for investors, I think the important thing there is, you know, what we've sought to do and are continuing to do is to increase the value we're offering to our agent customers. Mm-hmm. And all these initiatives, all these new products and services, the partnerships that Jason's touched on, you know, all enable us to do that, to give ever more value for the subscription fees we charge to our customers. And that's important because that helps us to move those customers who are still on discounted rates. You know, the more we demonstrate value, the more we provide to them, the more we can start to get those towards full tariff contracts in line with our strategy. Yeah. So for investors, that's a key part of our financial progress as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about the markets. I was just mentioning before we hit the record here, but I got an email from my local estate agent saying they've never had such lack of supply since 2003 when they launched. They said in this area where we are, there's about 150 people wanting to sell their house, but they're not putting it on the market because there's a lack of choice there. So there's this catch-22 gridlock situation. So what's happening with the current state, the market there, Jason?
Well, it is, as you said, Justin, it's a vicious circle because in a very busy market, then agents will go around, they'll do valuations on these potential sellers. The potential sellers will hear that feedback and hear that it is the busiest market pretty much since records began. And so that sometimes has a negative impact on them listing their property. So then, because they perceive that if they do list their property and they find a buyer straight away, there won't be any other properties to go and find to move into. So it really is a vicious cycle. People are almost nervous about putting their property onto the market in case they sell too quickly, weirdly. So that really is about, you know, encouraging those consumers to put their property on the market, because, you know, if the market opens up and we're seeing some signs that it is opening up, then of course that really sells the benefits of flowing through from a chain perspective, you know, selling a property and buying another property simultaneously. Mm-hmm. In terms of the property market as a whole, I said in our last on the market property sentiment index, which is reporting on December's data, that the interest rate rise that we had hadn't dented buyer or seller confidence. And the results of that survey support this. You know, 74% of active buyers in the UK were still confident they'd purchase a property within the next 3 months. 80% of sellers were confident they would sell in the next 3 months. And even in December, 53% of properties went under offer within 30 days. And December's normally a quieter month for new offers agreed. And that's compared to just 35% in December 2020. So it really is a very busy market. But as you said yourself, it's driven by lack of availability of stock.
Yeah. But you know what, on a sort of personal note, I mean, in about a year or so's time, we have to sort of try and move into catchment for one of my sons. And I think the market's so strong at the moment for, you know, people. I even thought, should we just sell now and rent and then wait, you know? Because, what's the prediction for house prices? It's been a bit strong here, isn't it? Are they predicting to go sideways or down or up or what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the economic fundamental is stock. And, you know, in any market, it's supply and demand, isn't it? That's normally the most fundamental element. And in a market like this, where supply is so short and demand is so high, naturally, that will lead to continued upward pressure on house prices. We do think it will level out, but because that's around, you know, the availability of stock. As more properties come to the market, we're starting to see increased numbers of valuations. We're starting to see more stock coming to the market. And if there is more stock, there'll be more supply. Yeah. There's still high demand, but we will probably see those, you know, that those house price growth digits, you know, on a month-to-month basis, as reported in most of the indices, probably see that level off over the course of the next quarter and maybe the subsequent quarter as well. But really is driven by that supply demand.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember. It's not very often the house prices go down in the UK, is it? You know, it'd be unbelievable if it did. I mean, they go sideways a little bit, but very, very rarely they go down. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Jason, you know the score. If you could, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing, a trading update, but not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on Vox and add On the Market to their watch list, please.
Well, they should definitely click that follow button for three reasons, as you say. First of all, we've shown strong growth in both those key metrics and in our financial position, as Clive mentioned earlier, with more agents on paying contracts and revenues increasing. And with our prudent investment into both people and products, we're building what we believe is a solid tech-enabled business for the future. I think, secondly, the foundations are very firmly in place for this new phase of our growth, which we've just seen with the release of our new website, new brand, and new TV creative. And this will see On the Market become more than just a property portal with a suite of new products and services, which will combine to grow income from our existing customer base, as well as help onboard new customers to our platform. But that's all whilst being committed to sustainably fair pricing for agents and house builders. And I think, thirdly, we've got an increasingly differentiated proposition from the other businesses in this vertical. Our agents choose to support us with our Only With Us proposition, which is where properties are listed 24 hours or more before Rightmove or Zoopla, or indeed aren't available on any other property search sites at all. And we're now developing even more areas of differentiation to give those serious property seekers an advantage in their search.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Listen, I've been receiving emails from all portals and on the markets always come first. It's always in my inbox, right. So it's amazing. Guys, thank you very much, Jason, Clive, thanks for that, and we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Speak soon.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.